good night.
Good night.
Case number 11,038, Marcus and Sharon Dodge, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, northwest of Blue Teal Road, being lot 25, block C, section A, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Brett Riley, Tappa Homes, One Lake Village Circle, Ocean View, Delaware.
Marcus Dodge, 16616 Heritage Hills Lane, Henderson, Maryland.
Sharon Dodge, 16616 Hills Lane.
Okay. Do all of you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
I'm the builder for the Dodges. They own a property in Swan Keys. It's 40 foot wide. It's a very narrow lot. So I'm requesting, they're requesting a side yard setback. I will allow them to build a very modest 26 foot wide home with a 10 foot wide driveway and bow parking for the house alongside the house. As you can see from the survey, I hope everybody has a copy. Pretty cut and dry. The neighbors to the north, lot 26, has already received a variance for a side yard setback. The neighbor across the street and two doors up has also, I think last month, received a variance for a side yard setback. In the last year and a half, there's been numerous variances allowed in that neighborhood. And all because, especially on this street, a couple of the other streets, the lots are 40 feet wide. Some of the other lots are in the neighborhood are 50 feet wide. So they're asking for the variance to allow them to sort of conform to the changing neighborhood, to allow them to put their house on there. It is not really a hardship of their own that the lot is of that size. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and actually will conform to what everybody else is doing in the neighborhood. It will not substantially or permanently impair any use of the development of that neighborhood, or definitely not the neighboring properties, because, like I said, some of them have already had variances. Will not be detrimental to the public welfare. And that is about the minimum it will afford relief for what their proposed use is, and is the least modification possible for that property.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I just was looking at the survey, and actually, the AC unit, it says a 3 foot. The inspector that took the application says they need a 7 foot variance, but they actually need a 9.2 foot because
right.
It's only an 1/8 of a foot from the property line, not 3 feet. 3 feet is the width of the unit.
Right.
I was going to ask that question. Good girl. I was going to ask that.
Thank you very much.
Make that correction.
Okay.
Not sure I understood that, but
the variance is what?
It should be a 9.2 foot.
Right. 9.2 foot variance.
I had that question.
Thank you for that. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes. If your air conditioning unit is less than a foot from the property line, how do you cut the grass?
I don't think there's going to be proposed grass on that side. It'd be non or stone or something, non-vegetation.
Okay. All the way down the side of the house?
Typically, yeah. I mean, a lot of people are starting to do that. Low maintenance yard, right, so to speak. I'm not correct? Is that the?
All right. Thank you.
No grass.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for our secretary, Mr. When did we start including propane tanks?
We don't.
Okay. It's,
she just put it on there.
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything here. Okay. So they don't include at all. It's not in. Okay.
No.
That's the way it used to be. I just wanted to make sure. Also, the shed is going.
Shed is going to be removed.
It is removed?
It's
or
going,
it's going
to be removed.
To be? Okay.
Yes.
Of course, we're assuming that the building is going to be exactly all the way down up on that side of the property. It's going to be 3.8 feet. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Mr. Hudson?
No, no questions.
Mr. Whitman? Mr. Rickards, any further?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11038 based on the size of the property, which is 3.97, and uniqueness, all right, the uniqueness of the property, and also because the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and four, I don't think the difficulty has been created by the applicant because of the fact that the lot is so small, and variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and also a variance will substantially or permanently impair appropriate use of the development of the adjacent property, and I believe the request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief for the applicant.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11038. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for those reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons you stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that had been stated by the original motion. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11038 is approved.
Thank you very much.